Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, I don't really think the Bible says a problem about marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. Couple of wee minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at either iTunes, Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. The cough drop that I stuffed under my tongue has now reached saturation point, so I got to pass it on. My name is Patrick Ryle.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. The crabs have reached saturation point.
Oh, God. My tongue was filling up with spit, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, gross.
We're suffering for our art here.
Total saturation, man.
Although I feel much better.
Oh, really?
Still, yeah. Now it's a productive cough, which is even grosser, but...
Do you remember the last time the Earth was at total saturation? We had to put all the animals on an ark.
Was that...
two of each.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was the nip slip from... never mind.
Nip slip.
All kinds of shit.
Saturation.
Going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. So
fuck
much
you.
Fun. Fuck who?
I don't know. I was just telling the audience. It's not the audience, it's just the world.
Oh, fuck so the much world. Fun. So much fun going on, ladies
Stream
and gentlemen.
Stream of consciousness. I'm
Lots
sorry.
Of bullshit in the news. Lots of right-wing nutjobbery, bullshittery, assholery. Don't forget you can twiddle us during the show. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook machine, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yay.
Lots going on there. Lots of combos. Lots
I
of
know, man.
Activity going on among the crab elite.
Right. The crab elite.
crabbies, crabbers.
I like the crab elite. What do you get? What makes it elite, though? What do you get? What do you get for being a crabber?
Our
enlightenment.
Our respect.
Respect. I see this new thing going around where people say, put some respect on my name or some respect on my name. What is that? Mm. What does that fucking mean?
Is that what the kids these days are saying? I don't know. That's
fucking
I don't,
douchey.
I'm not aware of that one.
Oh, I see it on memes. I hear it.
Meme.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't know that one.
All right. Well,
what does it mean?
I was going
to
ask
don't
you.
Don't be an asshole to me, or I guess.
No, I think it means look at all my accomplishments. I deserve more respect. I'm sure that's what it means.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't have that Bieber drop anymore, sadly.
Ask around.
Remember that, the Bieber, I'm an artist, I want to be taken seriously?
No, I don't remember that.
That's when he was urinating in buckets and at that time.
What's he doing now?
He was on some... he was on some awards show and he got up and he said, I'm an artist and I want to be taken seriously.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck off, dude. Nobody needs to take anybody seriously, especially you.
Justin Bieber.
Did he die or is he still alive?
I think he's still alive.
Oh, good. Can he solve a Rubik's Cube in like 2 minutes only using his ass lips?
1 minute.
Oh, really? Good for you.
I don't know about his ass lips.
But. Yes.
Don't forget you can also buy, help us out on the show here, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
You can buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Respect our portal.
Whatever you buy, whatever you buy through our portal, We get a little nibble, a little taste, a little beak wettage, and you doesn't cost you nothing to use the double negative.
It don't cost you shit.
All kinds going in the world. We can see what's the headlines. I have a feeling I know what's, well, maybe. We'll see what the headlines are over at our usual places.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, April 28th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Well, not the headline I thought it would be over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
It says teen birth rate at all-time low.
Oh, shit.
That's good news.
Oh, that's really great.
Certainly only in blue states.
It should be at zero.
Because we know that states that teach abstinence only, save your hoo-ha for your hubby type states have the highest, like Oklahoma, Texas, have the highest teen birth rates.
What else are you going to do, though, in Oklahoma if you're, what else do you do other than have sex? You go to the museum? You're going to go to the theater?
At least in, well, it's the same in like, say, Massachusetts, if you're in the middle of Massachusetts, not in the city or whatever, you still, at least there, you're taught how to throw a condom on cock.
What shall we do? Shall we go see the symphony or Bone?
From 2006 to 2014.
Fuck you.
It's the cough drop. The teen birth rate declined 41%.
Oh, damn.
So, the country going to hell in the handbasket. We're going to hear a lot of lineage today. I got some clips. I got a great Roy Moore clip.
Is it? I mean, I guess we aren't going. The country isn't going to hell.
That's my point.
Wow. Good for us, man.
We've had gay marriage in several states for that period. So you think Lord would be smiting us more?
So why are all these conservative ninnies so sad? What's your problem?
That's the problem, is they're finding less and less to be realistically sad about. So now they got to pretend that transgendered people are diddling girls in bathrooms.
Don't diddle me. Yay, listen.
They're making shit up.
Listen, who has the corner on the diddling? The Republicans, okay?
Well, I don't know about the corner, but they've got it down to an art
now. Don't find yourself in a corner with one of those white assholes.
Well, it's the hypocrisy of it, too. It's the family values. Look at the gays. Look at the gays. How evil they are. Meanwhile, Hastert's rubbing the sack of his high school.
It goes on and on and on. It's Denny Hastert. It's who's the television people? The
in Britain?
No, in America. They had the Duggars.
Oh,
the diddling Duggars.
Right.
I'm sure there's another conservative perv out there.
Ashley Madison.
The guy was on fucking Ashley Madison.
Spectacular. Yeah. I mean, that couldn't have gotten better. Those
guys just sit there and they just fucking get all pissed off that America has no morals.
Right.
And they're just fucking hypocrites.
How many of them have been caught with hookers or Boy Scouts or,
how about the goddamn Mormons in Utah? Mm. They have a little fiefdom with all the sister wives.
Yeah, those creepy fundamentalist Mormon towns, which
they're married to kids.
Frankly, until that long ago, didn't realize existed.
Oh my, it's terrifying.
Before the whole Mitt Romney thing, the Mormon religion to me was, no offense to our Mormon listeners, but it was like Scientology to me. It was like a fringe, small population, small part of the population, bunch of nut jobs. And then Mitt Romney hit the stage, and I didn't realize how fucking big Mormonism is, and it's on the rise in this country.
Oh, that's crazy. I remember a lot of my friends in high school were Mormons, and, they always have to do fucked up shit, like Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., they would meet for Mormon Bible study. They'd study the Book of Mormon, then they'd go to school. That sucks. And then
I don't get it.
When they graduated high school, instead of going directly to college, they went and some Mormon bishop or whoever would bring them a hat, and in the hat there were places. And you,
they got a thing for hats.
They
don't
really
they?
Do, right? Isn't that where the pebbles Uman and Thuman spoke to how, them? And
it's how Joseph Smith read the magic rocks.
God, it's so fucking crazy. But these kids who are 17, 18 years old, they pull a name out of the hat. And that's where they had to go.
They have to fuck them? Oh.
Yeah. And that's where they had to go on their mission. There were places in the hat.
Yeah, I heard about that. You don't like you don't know exactly where you're gonna go.
Right.
That's nuts. And they're still around. I see them here in the neighborhood.
The nutty thing is, though, is that they don't get to go to college right away. They have to do their mission first. I mean, that's not fair. What do you get out of that fucking mission? Go to school.
And it's not even a I guess if you're going on a Peace Corps-y kind of mission, I would feel less.
You're spreading the word of Mormonism.
Gross about that. Like if they were going to help feed people or teach people how to farm in poor areas or things like that, or doing shit, I would still say you're forcing people to do shit. But
I mean, I would
if
rather
you're doing good. If you're riding around with your stupid black tie on
with your
and
bicycle.
Your white dress shirt, just trying to recruit more zombies for your cult is what it boils down to. I don't that's not doing good. That's
so fucked up.
That's filling the church's coffers.
They should let these kids go to college, or at least let them have the choice, rather than saying, you know, it's your duty to the Mormon church to fucking go do this dumbass mission at wherever.
And then they get them by their little Mormon curlies because they send them to BYU. And they say, well, we'll kick you out of college if you don't Mormon up.
Well, you know, they only, like, the people I knew, they only had one or two choices where they could go to school. It was either BYU or some other, like, if you couldn't get into BYU, there was some other tiny little small school up in North Dakota they had to go to.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, that's nuts.
Right.
That is batshit crazy.
There's a lot of them. Anyway. We'll save this for tomorrow, Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
join
God.
Us 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We tend to get a little bit more of our
dude. It's already the end of the fucking week.
Yeah,
God,
end of the month, rent.
Oh yeah,
and maybe the end of Bernie Sanders' campaign. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Bernie, God damn it!
But the headline over at the HuffPo, as I said, was that national teen birth rates have dropped.
Bernie.
So thanks, Obama.
Yeah, that's so bad.
I don't know how they're going to spin that one.
You know what? I couldn't have heard better news.
Obama's been such a bad president, even the teenagers don't want to fuck no more.
Well, maybe
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to spin it.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, that's a great thing. Less children, less teenagers,
Teenagers
being parents.
Having their lives ruined. Yeah.
Fuck that. Having my lives ruined because the teenagers are raising children. That's terrifying.
Right. The headline over the Drudge Report, somehow I have a feeling we're not going to see the same headline over at the Drudge Report. And sure enough, the monosyllabic friends, dial your calendars back to the Dark Ages, although they wouldn't want them called dark.
Back to the White Ages! Hey.
That was when things were best, when everything was white.
Right.
Obama feels the legacy burn, B-E-R-N, it says.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. It leads to a New York Times piece that says President Obama weighs his economic legacy.
Oh, shit.
8 years after the financial crisis. Oh, this is a big, giant expose type thing. It's even like in all black with white printing.
Is this Drudge or HuffPo?
Drudge sent it to a New York Times.
Okay.
New York Times, though, not known for its
conservative
liberalitude. Yeah.
No, not at all.
8 years after the financial crisis, unemployment is at 5%. Deficits are down. And wait a minute. Is the New York Times admitting that deficits are down? Deficits are down.
Is this a pro-Obama piece on Drudge?
GDP is growing. Why do so many voters feel left behind?
No, okay.
It says the president has a theory.
All right.
So there you go. It's a pretty long. It looks like it's pretty long.
No, fuck so that.
I don't have the cliff notes on what the press. I'll read this and I'll talk about it tomorrow.
No offense, but New York Times. I mean, does the article have to be that fucking long?
Well, shit like this is interesting, but man.
What is it? Look up that same story on USA
Today.
I'm
still scrolling, by the way.
Oh, my God.
To the bottom of this. This is a pretty significant piece of journalism here. So I'll read this sometime, maybe over the weekend, and see what it says about it. But
look at the same story on USA Today.
One of my journalistic tricks is to leap to the last paragraph because sometimes they summarize things.
Oh, perfect. I love that.
And the last paragraph says, he continued, if we can't puncture some of the mythology around austerity, politics, or tax cuts, or the mythology that's built up around the Reagan Revolution, where somehow people genuinely think that he slashed government and slashed the deficit and that the recovery was because of these massive tax cuts, as opposed to a shift in interest rate policy. If we can't describe that effectively, then we're doomed to keep on making more and more mistakes.
Okay. So, well, I can't.
I think he's spot on about how it's the clingers,
the right winging
to the anal hairs of fucking trickle down bullshit economics.
Trickle down is bullshit. It does not work.
I can't grasp how people figured that would ever work.
Maybe
they haven't
seen the people.
Hindsight's easy, but
camped out on the sidewalk.
How would you? People are assholes. Humanity,
fuck yeah,
are vile, disgusting, horrible creatures.
Yes.
And you give them power and give them wealth and decision making over vast other swarms of vile, disgusting people of us.
Deplorable.
They become even more vile, disgusting people. So power corrupts.
Right.
And absolute power corrupts. And we're giving these oligarchs absolute power. So how could you
not expect them
to fuck us?
Right.
Of course they're going to fuck us.
Expect the fucking, guys. Look for it.
And now,
anticipate
people seem to be getting a little sick of being fucked. And
fuck you.
I think, sadly, it's going to be, man the guillotines in some manners. Not maybe literally.
Yes.
But figuratively, people are going to have to start coughing up some dough. That's
at the end of the day, you're another day older.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Cough up dough.
Heads on pikes.
So you won't have to cough up your head
right
in 20 years when the streets are rioting and your $80 billion sitting in the Cayman Islands doesn't mean fuck.
Yeah, fuck your Caymans.
What is that going to do? That's what I don't get.
I don't know.
When they really think they're going to be above all that. That was Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. That's the whole, whether she said that or not is in dispute, but the whole moral behind that story is that the rich elite knew that the poor were suffering and still said, fuck them. Takers. Let them eat cake.
So, but like, I still don't see like, okay, so if we riot in the street, I'm not rioting. I'll talk about the rioting on this podcast. Listen to the Crab Diving podcast every day, 2 o'clock Pacific.
Crabdiving.com.
Monday through Friday. But, even if people riot in the streets, how will that affect the poor? And their money in the Caymans and little accounts and that kind of thing.
Well, they don't riot in the streets. They riot up to the 48th floor of these ivory towers and
toss these motherfuckers out the window.
Well, don't toss them out, but you escort them out.
Gently place them outside the window.
Say, here you go. Here's the government account that's going to pay for pre-K health, pre-K kid child care for working mothers for everybody in the United States. Could you transfer $3 or $4 billion to that right now, please?
Yeah.
That's what we say.
Yeah. Damn it. Why don't we do that now?
But they earned it.
I mean,
no,
really,
they didn't. They didn't.
We should have the single payer, man. There's a lot of shit we should have.
The biggest travesty, one of the big travesties of this country that we should just be profoundly ashamed of is the fact that.
Yeah.
We're the supposedly the biggest and bestest,
so,
and we've got one of the shittiest healthcare systems in the civilized world.
So what do we have to do?
One of the most unfair.
Right.
If you're poor, I mean, how many people are like, well, I don't have money. I'm not going to go to the doctor. I'm just going to let that lump grow until something happens.
permission to speak in hyperbole. So, like,
should I prepare Hitler?
Oh yeah. So okay. So what do we have to do? You're saying that we need to go up to one right up to the top of one of these ivory towers, take one of these fat cats, toss them out the window to make a fucking example.
I did not
so the
say
other
that.
Fat cats are like, okay, here, we'll give you some shit. We all don't want to go that way.
No, but I think if they're wise, they would know that that's there will be some untoward humans that may
is coming
get to that point.
Right.
That's what Nick Hanauer talks about. He's that billionaire that actually sees what's going on, and is he wrote a couple of books that are and articles that are like, hey, fellow billionaires,
right?
You better wake
hey,
the fuck
Nick.
Up.
Nick, fuck the articles and fuck your books. No one's reading either. Go to your friends and physically, in person.
He says he
tell
does.
Them what the fuck is coming.
Yeah, they're going to...
Tell them to
yeah.
listen to the Crab Diving Podcast or else.
And what do they think is going to happen if you know, it all turns into the private militaries and things like that? Like how
shit.
That's what they want. They want these sheriffs to turn into these fiefdoms. The Koch brothers want to create... A corporate fiefdom system where their billionaire family owns that part of the Midwest and some other billionaires own Adelson owns Vegas, you know, other billionaires own this part of the country and they're in charge and only the white landowners get to vote.
So what I'm hearing is that our movement, let's say the Occupy movement, we find a leader, a face for the Occupy movement. And somehow the Occupy movement has to bring the military into their party.
The hope that we have, and what's scary for our side, is that's why Mickey Weinstein does such good work with the military freedom of religion thing or something, whatever.
Okay.
He's working really hard to make sure that none of these dominionist Christo fascists get charge of the military. Because you get these creepy religious extremists to be on the side of the military, suddenly we've got Iran. Ted Cruz gets elected. The top military leaders are just as deep extremists as he is.
Everybody,
and
right?
Suddenly we're all bowing to Jesus, yeah.
Everybody in a Cruz cabinet would be a fucking believer. Everybody he would put on the bench would be a goddamn zealot.
I'm sure he's going to put a Muslim on the Supreme Court or a liberal gay transgender.
But what you're telling me is that the progressives really do need to get their shit together. And we really do need to have I think we need to start organizing the Black Panthers in preparation of taking over local police departments. Am I right?
Why it's got to be the Black Panthers?
But who else is going to do it? It's got to be the Black Panthers. Get them on the phone. Okay.
Why can't we do it?
I don't want to be
standing with the Black Panthers brethren doing it.
Well, I don't want to take over the cops. I want to do something else. I'm suited for more admin.
But
kind
the hope
of shit.
Is that, you know, like the military here, as long as we can keep the vile tendrils of religiosity out of the command structure.
Well,
The military is made up of the poor. So that's one of the nice things about our military is that it might be difficult to get the military to turn their guns on us because us is them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, the police is a different story.
Yeah.
If the corporatized state police if it ever gets to that point, that's a different deal. That's RoboCop going crazy.
So we need to get the Black Panthers and the Red Guard. They need to take over police stations in metropolitan areas.
Vote in a Democrat for one.
And then here's what we do. All these homeless people that you see camped out, they're not out on the streets anymore. We have the Black Panthers and the Red Guard open up all the churches. And they're now hotels for these homeless people. They don't have to be out on the streets anymore.
That's one I don't necessarily disagree with. That's a hard one, too.
Right.
Walking by all these chained up and closed churches at night, and then walking by somebody sleeping on a pallet with a tattered old sleeping bag on it is a little rough to take. If you're dedicated to the poor... have somebody stay up. If you're so worried about them trashing your church, have somebody stay up all night and guard the place while you give them a place to securely sleep and stay instead of You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think.
Pay taxes.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's true. I think what we need is to have these little Occupy movements or these progressive revolutionaries to slowly take over the city centers, right? And then each city center is handled by one group. And slowly but surely, they reach out and begin to unite. But it's going to be rough in the beginning. I think it's going to be
happening now. I think Bernie and the Trumpalos are two sides of the same coin. It's the I forget who said it recently, but they said it's basically Bernie's kind of socialist, democratic socialist populism, economic populism versus a more militaristic authoritarian populism of Trump. But both are populism. Both are, we hate the system.
Yes.
We hate the system. The system's fucked.
Right.
When we've said the biggest fear is when the Occupy people start holding hands with the Tea Party and realize that it's the guys up in those ivory towers looking down on both of them that are the ones that we got to go after.
But part of the problem is the racism and the xenophobia that's in the Tea Party that's really dangerous.
Right. It's being used by the right to fire up the ninnies. Everything that's going on in the Bible Belt. We got more stories. The transgender stuff. Oh my God, they're losing their fucking mind. When 6 months ago, who ever heard of anything to do with what bathroom should a transgender person use? Nothing. Zero.
I think what we need to do is start occupying these churches and and remove.
Listen,
I'm kidding. I'm speaking in hyperbole. I'm talking about a movie I want to write. And we remove all religious symbolism and all the signs of the crosses and all that bullshit. All that shit goes out. We burn it in the town square on a Sunday. We have a good time. God.
That half of crab diving.
We gotta fix this.
Does not reflect both of the views of crab diving.
Okay, right now, find me a positive story about religion. Think of one. Quick.
I think religion on a micro level helps people. I can point to people who suffered addiction, seem to find solace.
That's one.
In moving to a different addiction, but it's a one that's less harmful to their bodies.
Dude, the sky god shit is killing us.
I think on a micro level it does good. Like most human endeavors, when it gets too big, it gets evil. And that's the whole thing with the big business, big government, anything is big, getting it up the pooper without
big
dinner in a movie and without Vaseline.
Well, it's not going to happen anymore. I want to make America great again. But my way. We just don't have this religious bullshit anymore.
Gets their religious bullshit.
No.
But just keep it out of my cornflakes.
And everybody gets a fair share of whatever's out there.
Don't shit in my cornflakes with your, don't, you know, let your Jesus run on my lawn.
What do you think about this policy? Guaranteed wage. Guaranteed minimum wage.
I'm a big fan of that one. There's another story I saw not that long ago about something that was it Vox.com? Maybe it was with that, again, looking into that concept of instead of, you can end up getting rid of all of these welfare programs that they loathe and despise. If you just guarantee everybody an X amount, a wage. And that's, you got to change your way of thinking. You got to agree that healthcare is a right. You got to agree that as civilized human beings, we should all be able to agree and work together to ensure that housing is a right.
Is eating a right or privilege?
Food is a right.
Okay.
Yeah. I think those basics.
Well, what about the takers who don't want to work for it?
Well, you know, there's going to be some of those.
We'll
figure something out. But that doesn't mean that everybody.
What about
needs
this?
To be, that we need to not have these.
What if we level the playing field and everybody once a week you get a box of food and it's great. It's healthy. It's plenty of food for the whole week and you get that food.
Well, I don't. I think you should be able to get a you know, maybe a healthy food card or something. You should still be able to choose your own and stuff. But I don't think you should be.
No. You get a box of food
upon you
from your community center.
Well, and then what, do we send an inspector to make sure everybody ate their broccoli? Oh, yeah. Man. I really need to fire up the Hitler speech for today.
No, but you get the food. You get a city center area where everybody bought. This is a job creation, you know, where you work at the box, the food center, and you go, you drop off all the food boxes for everybody. Oh, how horrible. Oh, how horrible. Czar Pfeiffer wants to deliver vegetables to everyone. How evil.
But I don't think you should force people to eat vegetables.
I'm not forcing you. I'm giving you your box. You can eat it or you can fucking starve.
Give them money. Let them eat what they want.
Yeah. No. Eat bad shit then.
That's a different view, because right. Why do they eat bad shit?
Because it's cheap.
And because that's what is marketed to them.
Right. You know what's going to happen now? All you rich fuckers, I'm changing it. If you're a rich fucker right now, I'm going to make you live off the kind of food that all these poor people have to live off for a year. And then you come talk to me, you fucking assholes.
That's going to do all kinds of crazy shit. I saw again the other day how the comment that said, America has the fattest poor people in the whole world.
Fuck you. I'm like, well. Fuck off.
Have you seen what they can afford to eat?
Well,
have you seen what is affordable? What is affordable? Yeah, Little Caesars, 2 for Tuesday, you know, all the...
Or like, hey, man.
Everything that is cheap to make, which ends up being unhealthy and made by big, giant, evil corporations who are seeking to increase shareholder value,
yes,
over any contribution to society. They don't give a shit.
And why in poorer neighborhoods, my God, I could close my eyes and wander into a liquor store on any fucking goddamn corner. And you know what you can eat in a liquor store? Pork rinds, potato chips,
I like
candy bars. Of course, I like, you know, whatever. But it's all bad shit. You right? Can't find a goddamn grocery store. Or it's one you have to drive to.
Right. Or a store that's healthy for you. Only Gwyneth Paltrow can afford to fucking get food at.
Oh, by the way.
Why does organic cost more?
I got to tell you something.
Why
by
does
the
it
way,
cost more to put less
I don't know.
Horrible chemicals and shit on stuff?
Guess who's not so hippie anymore? Whole fucking Foods.
Oh, really?
You know, Whole Foods has been known that they had this like hippie structure where everybody that works in the store has a say on.
Oh, I didn't know
anything.
That. Really?
Oh, they're getting rid of that.
Oh,
they've changed all that shit. They've changed management structure. They went and they eliminated. I talked to somebody that worked there. They eliminated certain management from these stores that made more money. They eliminated those jobs and farmed them out to lower paying jobs.
Of course.
So Whole Foods
is Whole
not,
Foods publicly traded now?
I don't even know.
Shareholder value.
Right.
Shareholder value.
But those stores, like natural food, healthy food shouldn't be. You're right. It shouldn't be that expensive.
Right.
Change all that.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
So the primary continues. The Donald, who was trying to be just this much more presidential for about 4 minutes.
Yeah. How'd it go? How'd that go for him?
Well, you know, he gave that speech yesterday where he read like this and he went on for like 40 minutes and said nothing. Said
right.
Nothing. And he tweeted out like at 3 a.m. I don't know if he's hoot-sweeting it up or if Donald's up at 3 a.m. tweeting.
He's got to have Hootsuite. And he's got to have people that do this for him. Or he doesn't. There's no way anybody does what he does on Twitter for him. He just.
Or he yells at people to.
Oh, yeah.
He just say dictates
this.
What it is.
Yeah.
But he tweeted out, thank you for all the great reviews of my speech. Or something like that. Yeah, thank you for all the wonderful reviews of my foreign policy speech. I will soon be speaking in great detail on numerous other topics.
Jeez.
He It was a 5,000-word speech, by the way. And I don't know, aside from some of the orbiting sycophants.
Yes.
And like yesterday, Corker, Senator Corker from Tennessee.
Fuck you.
I'm not endorsing anyone, but as the chairman of the Foreign Policy Committee in the Senate, I would like to say that I really like Donald Trump's speech. Now, the reason fucking Corker, and how terrifying, by the way, is it that this Republican knuckle dragger is the head of our Foreign Policy Committee in the Senate?
It's insane.
Ted Cruz was on the Science Committee.
It's nuts.
Inhofe on the Science Committee. That
so
should be
up.
Treason right oh, there. Yeah. Putting those assholes on the Science Committee. So, Corker is in Tennessee. Who won Tennessee by a big fucking amount? Who schlonged Ted Cruz in Tennessee? Donald J. So Corker, all he's doing is presenting his white starfish.
Present starfish!
To the Donald! Because he's worried that he needs those people that love Donald in Tennessee to vote him in and keep him in.
God, the South is so fucked
up. So I loved his speech, even though most conservatives are like, what the fuck did he say? He didn't say anything. This was supposed to be a detailed policy speech. He said, we're going to get rid of ISIS.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, we are.
Really?
Don't worry. We are. We're going to get rid of them fast.
How?
I can't tell you because we got to be secret. We got to hide our tactics, Ryan.
How's he going to get? Don't you think if Obama could get rid of ISIS fast?
Well,
he would.
Go. There you go. No, because Obama's a Muslim. He's a secret Muslim.
Yes.
He wants ISIS to win. That's right.
Oh, thank you, Alex Jones.
Yeah.
What up with all those flies?
That makes far more sense than, I don't know, it's a fucking complicated shit pile of assholitude. And you're getting into fights that are religious sectarian fights that have been going on for 1,000 years.
And isn't ISIS embedded with, like, civilians?
What do you mean?
You know, I mean,
yeah.
They're around. You just can't go
nuke them. There's not a camp.
There's not a secret ISIS headquarters.
Yeah, ISIS Island is not. They embed themselves. You can't. Well, you carpet bomb it, right? You turn it. According to Ted Cruz, you turn the sand into glass. And according to Donald Trump, you kill all their women and children.
So fucking crazy.
That's the way you do it.
I mean,
and then the ones you catch, you waterboard them, and a lot worse. And a lot worse.
I feel like Trump is just seeing too many fucking James Bond movies, you know? I mean, he thinks there's like some ISIS secret compound somewhere, and Dr. No's there petting a cat. And all you have to do is find it and blow it the fuck up.
So, thank you for all the wonderful reviews of my foreign policy speech. I will soon be speaking in great detail on numerous other topics.
Okay.
You didn't speak in any detail this time.
Yeah.
Other than you said, we're going to make America great again, except far more boring. And you took 5,000 words to say it.
We don't know what the fuck you want.
Now, some of the larger journalistic places out there, the larger journalistic corporations, and, you know, these are all, again, part of the corporate evil. Lamestream media. Don't forget.
Lamestream.
Listen to some of these clips.
Okay.
From some of the reviews, the actual real reviews.
Oh, okay.
Of his speech. And these are from places like The Wall Street Journal. Who owns The Wall Street Journal? Rupert fucking Murdoch, the eye of Sauron himself.
He's
the man who's done more to this country than really any terrorist
has. He's conservative, right?
Asshole.
Uh-huh.
He owns Fox News.
Jesus Christ.
That's his baby.
Hey.
The propaganda channel of the evil right.
Does he audition those news anchors?
No, that's Ailes.
Ailes.
Yeah, he wants to see their hoo-has.
Right. Show me your hoo-ha.
The Wall Street Journal said, quote, the 5,000-word speech lacked specifics by normal political standards, if not his own. For prepared remarks, or for that matter, even an after-dinner talk, Mr. Trump's speech was especially rife with contradictions. Mr. Trump isn't known for close readings of his briefing books. If such documents exist...
Yes.
and deep policy knowledge is obviously not the source of his political appeal.
Okay.
Obviously, he knows shit is what they're saying. they're saying if he isn't known for close readings of his briefing books. So they hand him shit on what's going on.
He just kind of looks at it.
Yeah, okay.
He's faking it.
If documents exist. So they don't even know if he's getting these briefings. He says he watches the shows, right?
He's like Sarah Palin, except he's better on the mic.
I watch the shows.
Oh, I watch the shows.
That's what he said. For his foreign policy.
Ah, shit.
I watch the shows.
Imagine if Donald Trump becomes president, you're in some country, and he nukes you. And you're like, why did he rain hellfire down upon my little village? Oh, he watched a show and saw something that bothered him. That's insane.
The New York Times, again, not a liberal libtard paper.
Yeah.
No one's fears are likely to be allayed by this speech, which was clearly worked up by his new campaign advisors and read from a teleprompter. It did not exhibit much grasp of the complexity of the world, understanding of the balance or exercise of power, or even a careful reading of history. In other words,
my God.
It was 40 minutes of bullshit.
He doesn't know anything.
He is stupid. He doesn't know anything.
It would be fun. Don't you think it would be fun to sit him down in a room and just see what he knows? I mean, I'm not a great... I, that's a lot of shit I don't know, but fuck, I'm not running for fucking president.
Right. The Economist took a shit on him. When it came to describing how he would govern America, he imagined a win-win world without trade-offs. Thus, he suggested that he would, quote, spend what we need to rebuild our military, but then quickly offered the assurance that we will look for savings and spend our money wisely. Not $1 can be wasted.
Based on what?
Well, that's it. Well, what we're saying is there is a lot. We agree, but a lot of the money that's being wasted, the money that goes to single mothers to help them feed their children, ain't being wasted. The money that goes to extended unemployment benefits ain't being wasted. The money that goes to help kids go to school ain't being wasted. The money on that F-35.
Wasted.
The money on a giant fucking parking lot full of tanks that nobody wants.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Nobody wants them.
Wait. What do you mean? They're just sitting there?
There was some tank
that
hundreds were made for hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that nobody wanted, and now they're obsolete. But we had a contract.
But why? They're like, nobody needs them?
Because the company,
yes,
our corporate masters, told us, wait, we want to make billions of dollars off of you. You promised us that money. We're making these tanks.
Why don't we just sell them to give them to our police
yeah,
force?
I'm sure that's where they'll end up.
Great. Nobody wants these fucking tanks. God, that's crazy.
Slate, which is on our side, was possibly less friendly.
Boo.
This guy says, over at Slate, Fred Kaplan says, this was, I repeat, a prepared speech, not some rambling remarks by a candidate in over his head. I don't know who wrote it, but it seems to confirm rumors that no prominent Republican national security advisors are assisting Trump's campaign.
So who is assisting him?
He won't name names. And remember, we saw it. I don't remember who tweeted it out, but Lindsey Graham yesterday tweeted, I don't know who are these national advisors, these experienced national advisors that are helping Trump, but now I understand why they don't want to be named.
Yeah, your guy sounds like a fucking moron. And do they exist? This isn't crazy, but
do who exist?
These advisors even exist that have all this experience?
Well, right. Or is he watching the shows?
Or like what was his team when he worked on the Apprentice?
Omarosa?
But I'm serious. Yeah, so what was his team on there? I mean, did he have exec producers that he worked with, he liked?
I'm sure, but he was talent. He didn't do shit on The Apprentice. Are you kidding me?
Is this the same team that follows him around in his business that's working with him?
He showed up.
Oh, my God.
For an hour a week, I'm sure, for The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
To do the you fired. And then he was done. You think he was working on the dailies with the editing?
No. I'm just wondering who his fucking team is. They've got
work.
A point.
That's real work. Trump doesn't know real work.
He's probably just got one guy that hangs out with him. You know?
Well, that's what the problem was early on. They thought it really was just a couple of guys. That was the problem with Lewandowski. He's just a right. pal who's a dickwad. He's like, oh, you want to be my campaign manager? All right, yeah. Let's find some broads. Hit him on the ass. Look at the tits on that one. Roger fucking Stone.
Oh,
Roger
God.
Stone, a cartoon character of a crazy political operative.
But, yeah. But, you know, I mean, at least Roger Stone was somebody's chief of staff.
1,000 years ago.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's something.
He wasn't chief of staff. He was...
I thought he was Nixon's
staff, I thought.
Chief of staff no. after Nixon was impeached.
Oh, yeah, yeah after he was impeached. Yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah, after he was impeached. After fine, then big deal. What does that mean? You're a secretary.
Yeah, really.
He's got no power. Yeah, he was stripped of everything and humiliated. So,
yeah, what does he do?
What's chief of staff for Nixon?
Yeah. Hey, here's your... I made you a reservation. Right. I got you a tea time.
I don't think he had a lot of speaking engagements for a while after that.
God, that must have been a great job.
Really? What do you do? You get to make sure.
How much do you think that
make sure the Mexicans plant the flowers and cut the lawn?
Who pays for Nixon's chief of staff after he's not president anymore?
He gets a pension.
Okay, but where does the money come from?
And we pay for Secret Service.
God, do you think we pay for Nixon to have a staff?
No, I don't think. No.
Oh my God.
No, I don't think so. Weird. I think they're on their own, but with a pension.
Right. But that's the only name we can think of to associate with Trump that's political, right? That has any kind of resume.
Well, the new guy is terrifying.
Who is that?
Let me find
Martin
his name.
Mull.
But he is the one that was working on the Ben Carson campaign.
No. Oh,
and as
God.
Much as we laugh about it, look what he took. Look at the polished turd that he presented to the country.
Yeah.
And he was doing pretty well.
Imagine
for a while.
Imagine if that guy could have gotten Ben Carson to open his fucking eyes. I mean, literally, not like in a figurative way, but literally.
But really, look at what he took.
Wake up, stupid.
How horrible of a candidate Ben Carson is.
Sleepy.
But this guy helped him do pretty well. So
Ben Carson
I saw an article that
sleepy
said
smirk.
Liberals should be afraid.
Oh, why? Why? This guy?
That this guy, if he stays on as Trump's campaign manager in the general, that this guy is a profound evil. It's like, it'll be like going up against another Rove or something. That
oh, shit.
You never know. He'll pull anything out.
God. Carl Rove, you fat fuck.
So anyway, they panned his foreign policy speech. Trump's foreign policy speech was panned really kind of universally.
I mean, you know, dude, at what point? I think it's right. I think he's right to do this. I don't know why he would want to get specific all of a sudden and why he would want to change and stop. He needs to be the same old Trump he's been.
Well, the problem is once he gets the assured nomination, which isn't that far away, they really, you talk about Hail Marys, they really need to keep him low in Indiana. Right. And that's why now all of a sudden Indiana is so important. Before it's going to be California, but now Cruz is out there measuring basketball rings.
Oh,
and,
okay.
That was funny how he was pilloried for that term that he used.
Oh yeah.
And now,
I mean, still what? I mean, I get it. Like it, you sound douchey. I mean, even
well,
I know
it's just
a basketball
an example
rim.
Of the pandering. It's
yeah.
it's if you don't even know anything about basketball, maybe don't make a basketball reference or look, I don't know a lot about basketball, but I understand in the movie Hoosiers, this, you know, I mean, but to make it sound like it's just is an example of
it's disingenuous,
pandering.
Right?
Right.
What's up with this basketball shit, by the way? Bobby Knight, Cruz has to talk about basketball rings. What the fuck is
because
this?
Indiana, apparently, they're quite proud of the Hoosiers.
Dude, we should play that fucking clip, a little bit of that Bobby Knight screaming his head off. Did we play that today?
No, I played it earlier, offline.
Oh, crab diving offline.
Here in the studio. Because
that guy is a profound fucking asshole.
Because Trump wheeled him out today, and Bobby Knight was giving, introduced Trump at some rally today. And Trump said his endorsement by Bobby Knight is the biggest endorsement in the history of Indiana.
In the history.
That is totally fucking amazing.
Of Indiana. So I think I have...
Oh, dude. Bobby Knight's a gigantic, just... Fuck, he's abusive.
So, yeah, Bobby Knight was giving his ridiculous... I don't even remember what he said introducing Trump, but it was, you know, just dumb. And about veiled Obama insults and shit like that. And he's talking about how Donald's going to be the best job. And I couldn't listen to it anymore, so I turned it off and I found this.
What a play, then I'm getting the fuck out of here. I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the three-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you fucking guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, hey, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and fucking tired of an 8-10 record. I'm fucking tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to fuck around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not.
I've never,
good God,
as a former
man.
Coach of a sport myself,
yes,
I've never understood this type of human.
Yeah,
I don't understand unless you've got a group of people who really don't give a shit and aren't trying. But I don't think that's the case. Sometimes
no.
You're just gonna get beat. Sometimes they're not gonna perform well.
Aren't we talking about athletes at a really high level too?
Well, right.
I mean, this is a major college conference these kids play in. I mean, why would they? I mean, they inherently give a shit, right?
I would think they don't want to lose.
Nobody wants to fucking lose. I'm not trying to fucking lose.
So I don't know that this is the most productive type of coaching is what I'm saying. I don't. And yeah. Yet, of course, on the other side, if you read the comments here on the YouTube, all the Trump voters,
yeah,
all the conservative Bible wavers, can't disguise the wet spots in their underwear after listening to this. They love it. Discipline. Oh he's the best coach ever.
Well, that's,
some of these comments, yeah, he's the best coach ever. He really put them in their place, those evil Negro. He really put those lazy students in their place.
Yeah, I don't know what is that? A weird, like,
more people. I'm reading comments. More people
culture.
Need to be like this.
No, they, what kind of world do you want to live in? Everybody's yelling at everybody.
That's it. I don't
like that.
I don't understand this. I don't think this breeds respect at all. This makes me think he's an unstable asshole. I don't.
Well, then
I don't respect this behavior in one iota.
But what these Indiana fans would say to you? How do you account for his success?
Maybe he's got good strategy. Maybe he's a good strategist. He's a good choice of talent.
He had a shit ton of wins. I mean, people would say this tactic must work. But then you could also say, well, Hitler took over Europe.
Right.
That doesn't make it right.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, until he started making his own decisions, Hitler was doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Here's the rest of it.
We don't play up there Monday night. You aren't going to believe the next four fucking days. Now, I am not here to get my ass beat on Monday. Now you better fucking understand that right now. This is absolute fucking bullshit. Now I'll fucking run your ass right into the ground.
This is a halftime motivational speech.
Shit.
This is halftime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're losing in the first half. This is motivational speech.
How are you going to relax and play?
Well, who wants to do this?
I don't know.
I mean, who wants to do
this? He's angry.
Right.
I mean, I'll fucking run you. You'll think last night was a fucking picnic. I had to sit around for a fucking year with an 8-10 record in this fucking league. And I mean, you will not put me in that fucking position again. Or you will goddamn pay for it like you can't fucking believe.
And obviously, this shit ain't been working because he's 8-10.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Right.
So
right.
With this group of humans, this shit ain't working.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he...
Now you better get your head out of your ass.
Now go out there and win one, guys.
Right. Guys, have fun.
Right.
Have fun out there.
You're 18 years old, 19 years old.
Jesus Christ.
I've never understood people like this. I don't understand.
Head out of your ass.
Yeah, I don't understand the screaming.
With tennis?
The profound opposite. Yeah. In fact, my Al Bundy moment is when I was in college.
Okay.
And the local town tennis coach was bailing. And it was a very authoritarian Bobby Knight kind of tennis coach.
Yes.
Who used to make the kids run like fuck till they dropped dead. Then was real strict with everything, really not fun practices, would yell at the kids, stuff like that. And I took over for one season.
Okay.
And I was like, my theory was, well, first of all, I had parents come up to me that said, they hated me because they're like, we understand that you said you're not going to make the kids run. And I said, I'm not a track coach. And they said,
yeah, right.
And they said, well, you know, what about them getting in shape? And I said, opening speech was, look, I'm a tennis coach. I'm assuming you're going to be in tennis shape.
Yeah, that's your job.
And if you're not, run to practice or run home from practice. I got you for 2 hours. We're going to hit tennis balls.
Yeah,
and
we're going to make you good.
We're going to get strategy and we're going to, yeah, and we're going to pair you off and find good teams. And, I think for discipline, the kids need to be,
you know, fuck
and stuff
you.
Like that, you know, and I had music playing. I let them play music during practice.
Right.
Play music. It's fun.
You want them to get it to hit the fucking tennis
ball. And my Al Bundy moment. We won conference and right. We went to the state tournament. We were like the underdogs. We got our asses kicked at state tournament, but we should have. But nonetheless, by the end of the season, they wanted me to come back and be the coach and everything, but I couldn't because I was bailing on college. But
right.
I just don't understand this
I don't either.
Authoritarian, you know. I mean, there were times I had to have discipline.
What did you say? Shut the fuck up.
Well, I was like, look, we can't have this. You can leave.
Right.
Go home. You know, or I was like, you know, I just don't, I don't understand. I don't understand authoritarianism.
By the way,
but that was my Bundy moment. It's been all downhill.
That's awesome. Shut up. By the way, listen to Daily Upper Decker.
Yes.
For more sports. Joe Maddon, I mean, he, you know, he's a fun coach. And look at the Cubs. They're killing it this year.
Right.
He brings in animals
exactly.
for the players to play with.
They dress in costumes.
Before games.
They dress in costumes.
Right.
In bunny outfits.
It's weird
shit.
As fuck. I love it.
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't know. Why? Bobby Knight, quit being an asshole.
It's why we're liberals and they're conservatives.
Yeah.
It's the whole mindset. And I mean, the previous coach was nice enough that she did come to me like in the middle of, well, they sent her at one point to talk to me.
Oh yeah,
in
early in the
process, and I said,
right.
"Look, it's my team. Fuck off, basically."
Right.
I didn't say it in those
Hell
terms.
Yeah,
but she was very condescending. Like, you know, these kids are out of control, and you got to have more discipline during the. You shouldn't play the music because they're not gonna. It shouldn't be just fun for them. And I was like, "Well,
they're kids.
Why not?" Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not running a prison camp, an hour and a half prison camp after school. It's a sport. Building character, and they did. God. They were great kids,
but it's so Trump to think that
fun.
It's so Trump, and his followers right. are like that.
Right.
Then he's got Bobby Knight stumping for him. That is so fucked up.
Well, are we shocked?
No.
The Not guy who
God,
I was reading that the what finally brought him down was a videotape of him choking a player during practice. Physically choking a player during practice. And then I read just on his
asshole,
Wikipedia,
man.
You know, he's a lot of accomplishments and a lot of wins. But then, goddamn, back to the 70s. Like in the 70s, he got suspended for punching another coach.
He's a brute.
In the 80s, he got in fights with people. In the 90s, he got in fights. He threw chairs, he got in fights with people. He's a violent asshole.
Are
he's
they,
an out-of-control asshole. But now I don't think that would fly. And I hope it wouldn't. I hope we've evolved.
The only reason... No.
Well, that's the thing.
The only reason it wouldn't fly is because everybody has cameras on them.
Right, but
Twitter.
I think even the atmosphere, because everybody saw Bobby Knight throw that chair.
No, that's true.
Across that,
you know, that's true.
Court. And I think we're evolving. They'll say we're getting more PC. I think you shouldn't be able to choke your players. I think it's probably not great.
Oh, really?
To have someone representing your educational institution that is out punching other coaches.
Yeah. I mean, are all those
doing this shit during the break?
I mean, do you think the wins are worth it if you have to kill one of your players? He's choking somebody out.
Right.
You could kill someone doing that.
And what are the stakes? I mean, I know what the stakes are now. It's corporate money and
alumni association.
Right. The
bullshit.
White slave masters running the kids around. But really, for him, okay, maybe the kid didn't, maybe he dribbled the ball the wrong way. What, are you choking?
Yeah, right. I don't fucking know.
I had kids that didn't try as much. Guess what?
Yeah.
They didn't play as much. They didn't. I was like, you're not trying. So I'm going to move you down. I didn't yell and scream and lose my shit.
What would the point be?
Right. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it. There was a tournament one time and there was a rules dispute.
Yes.
And the other coach, they called me over. The kids come running over and they're like, you got to go. What, this one coach from this one town is screaming and yelling. And he was like screaming at my kid. One of my kids. It's too technical. It was a double hit. On one swing.
That's bullshit. You can't double hit.
You're wrong.
Right. Oh, you can't.
The girl was swinging. She didn't have a great grip on the racket.
Right.
It hit the side of the frame. Her racket spun a little bit in her hand on the follow through and clipped the ball a second time.
So what?
And dribbled over the side. And the other kid said, well, that's my point. She said, I don't think so. It wasn't an intentional double hit. It was on one clear swing.
Yeah.
And the fact that physics fucked it up isn't my fault. And she was correct.
Right. And the coach was yelling.
Yeah, screaming and yelling at her.
What,
you're a cheater.
Fuck, man?
You're a cheater and stuff like that. I mean, it's so weird.
And it's so odd to think about that behavior. And that, like,
and then we showed him the rules.
Right. And then what did he say?
He apologized. But nonetheless,
he still yelled.
He went there. Right.
Right. Now that girl is always going to associate that match with getting yelled at by some buffoon.
And the damage was done. Right.
Yeah. Medical marijuana all around would have fixed that fucking story.
Right.
Shit.
That was good times. Anyway. But what else have we got here? All kinds. So that was Bobby Knight.
Congrats.
My favorite story of the day, though, is all over the internets. And all over the punditry and everything.
This Ted Cruz shit.
This is boner. Yeah. John Boehner, the orange Oompa Loompa guy who used to cry all the time and was allegedly a raging alcoholic.
Didn't we hear him say he was talking about what he was doing during his retirement?
Laundry. Right?
Yeah, he's doing laundry. I am starching and ironing.
Oh, by the way, before we move off of Trump, I'm sure we'll come back. He'll say something.
Oh, yes.
But he also started using the term America First.
Okay.
In his speech.
What's wrong with that, hippie?
Well, there was a movement called America First in like World War II-ish times. And one of the leaders of America First was one of the big celebrities they had was Charles Lindbergh, the pilot.
Oh, yeah. Named the cheese after him, right?
And did they? Come on.
Lindbergh cheese.
Oh, I think it's named after a town. Isn't
Lindbergh.
It? I think he was named after the cheese, probably.
Wait, it's Limburger cheese. It's not even Lindbergh.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
So, but what the Donald seems to fail to imagine by saying he's got this new America First message is
yes,
that the America First message of the 40s was Hitler's not that bad, and he's kind of right about the Jews.
What?
That was it.
Oh.
Charles Lindbergh was a raging anti-Semite.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, an apologist for Hitler, and said that, you know, a lot of the problems here in the United States is that the Jews have Hollywood and the Jews have banking.
Oh, my God. Kate, rid the refrigerator of all the cheese named after him. Fuck that.
So the German foreign minister even spoke out against this. The rest of the world is like, what is wrong? Did you hear Obama even said that? Like, no. Obama in an interview said, you know, he's been out traveling and meeting other world leaders and stuff. And he said, you know, I'm getting a lot of questions. People at reporters asked him.
Oh,
and
he said, man.
He said, yeah, a lot of them were saying, okay, what?
What the
is
fuck
going on with your elections? What's up with this Trump?
Yeah, yeah.
Is what everybody's asking.
It's crazy, dude.
It's fucking nuts.
Right. I mean, wouldn't you be like, what, you know, how, what's wrong with your people? What's wrong with your people that enough of a percentage of them want this buffoon, this racist, misogynist buffoon to be the leader of the most powerful country ever in the history of countries?
It's fucking nuts, dude.
So the German foreign minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier.
Nein!
Frank. They say Frank, don't they? Frank?
Hogan?
Frank-Walter Steinmeier.
Guten Tag!
On Thursday, which is today.
Yes.
With just one th.
What is yes in German? What do you say that?
Ja.
Ja!
Jawohl, right? Yeah.
What is jawohl?
Yes, sir, or something like that?
Jawohl.
I think. Jawohl, mein Kommandant. I just remember I used to watch Hogan's Heroes.
Jawohl, mein Kommandant.
I learned all my German from Hogan's Heroes. great show, by the way. I'd watch Hogan's Heroes again, too. That's one of those fun ones.
Kate, put it on the next Netflix queue.
Trump said, Steinmeier.
What?
Steinmeier said, I can only hope that the election campaign in the USA. Probably not.
Isn't that what he said?
I'm doing General Burkhalter, remember?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Clink. Clink, you idiot. What are you doing, Clink? Steinmeier said, I can only hope that the election campaign in the USA does not lack the perception of reality.
Oh, shit.
The world's security architecture has changed, and it's no longer based on two pillars alone.
Oh,
it cannot
shit.
Be conducted unilaterally, meaning America first. See, he's right. And right. This is another part of the American white male giant dickitude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that... We're losing in the world. We're not the number one. We're not. And that was part of, I think, the problem with George Bush and Herr Cheney was that kind of manifest destiny bullshit. The we're going to spread democracy, right? It's our duty.
Meaning we're supposed to be the best and brightest country.
So we're going to Americafy the world.
Why do we want to do that?
Whether they want it or not.
But like, this is a weird way to think about it. But like, what's the point in that? Because like, isn't there a thing about the stuff about the French culture that we love, the German culture that we love, the Japanese culture that we love?
Not the French.
And all this other shit. No, yes. The baguettes.
Right.
The food with the thick sauce, the fucking art.
The food really is crazy. It's, yeah.
The goddamn coffee. Don't they have good coffee in France? Who has the best coffee?
Italy.
It's not England. Their coffee sucks.
I like Italy coffee.
Do you?
Yeah.
Italian. I like the coffee in Prague.
Beer?
In Vienna?
Austria.
Prague.
Prague. The Czech beer was great, wasn't
Better.
It?
Better. It's cheaper.
Well, higher alcohol content. It's
yeah. Oh, you know, Amsterdam had great beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The higher, I think Amsterdam whims on, like, controlled substances. Am I right?
Overall fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although weed's legal everywhere now anyway, so who gives a shit?
Window shop for prostitutes.
Oh, yes.
So other stuff going on in the world. I'm really happy about this next clip we have because
we
haven't heard from this guy in a little while.
Oh, who is this?
But you know, ringing in on the major controversy. We'll get to the boner thing in a second.
Hello.
But ringing in on the transgender controversy, okay. Ryan. You know, this is the number one. Syria. The hell with income inequality,
Look
starvation.
This.
America is the number one in child poverty in the Western world.
Oh, boy.
None of that matters.
America first.
Alabama's trying to teach people that the world's 6,000 years old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this guy...
Have we heard from him before?
Oh, we have. In fact, I'm trying to find one of the little drops that I use of him. It's not in fucking alphabetical order right
why
now.
Why is that? Why the fuck?
Oh, here we go.
America's new transvestite army. The United Gay States of America.
We haven't heard from Rick Wiles.
Rick Wiles, like, forever. That loony. Well,
fuck
not
you.
Rick Wiles, the host of True News, one word.
The
with no E.
What's wrong with him?
TRUNEWS.
Yes.
On his radio show, spent half of his whole program on Monday screaming and railing about Target and how you should boycott Target.
Oh my God.
Because they're going to let a big bearded lumberjack looking dick swinging guy who decides for 5 minutes to identify as a woman into funny. The bathroom with your pretty white little Christian girl.
Fuck you, boy.
He was speaking. I think this is just him. So,
all right.
I don't know if he's speaking with a guest or not, but here he is. Here's Rick Wiles on his internet radio show. Anybody can have a fucking radio show, by the way.
Losers.
He actually might be on AM, right? I mean, he's got to be like,
oh, for real,
in Tuscaloosa.
Oof.
AM 470, you know, or something like that.
He's out of Alabama.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, I mean, okay. That's where he's syndicated.
Oh, I see.
Right?
Yes.
Driving cross
country. God, that means he could be making shit tons of money doing this.
Might be making money.
Oh,
he's got to be making some money. You think he would do this to be altruistic? You think Rick Wiles is doing this?
I don't know.
To help the universe?
Is he a zealot for real?
Rick Wiles, he's got to be.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, he's doing it for the money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Toilet rice.
They didn't hear that. The rest of the...
he's an asshole.
The rest of our friends here probably want to hear this. Give me one second. So Rick Wiles, here he is whining.
We certainly respect that there are a wide variety of perspectives and opinions, said Target spokeswoman Molly Snyder. As a company that firmly stands behind what it means to offer our team an inclusive place to work and our guests an inclusive place to shop, we continue to believe that this is the right thing for Target. Now listen to this. She said, Target stores have single stall family restrooms for those who may be more comfortable with that option. How about if I just urinate on your floor? How about that, Molly?
Oh my God.
Because you're defecating on this nation.
Oh, pause it, please. Well,
the American family.
That's gonna be a drop.
Both of those.
How about I just urinate on your floor?
How about I defecate on what?
Because you're defecating. You're defecating on, wait.
How about that, Molly? Because you're defecating bowl with that option. How about if I just urinate on your floor? How about that, Molly? Because you're defecating on this nation.
Oh, my God. And the envelope, please. He wins. He wins.
How about I urinate on your floor because you're defecating on the nation?
You know, we forget about Rick Wiles just because we don't play him enough because, goddammit, that America's New Transvestite Army, hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
United Gay States America, hilarious.
How about I piss on your floor?
This is a hilarious. Whole new level.
Sure.
I think he's better than Glenn Beck in terms of
Well, you
of
know
drops.
What? He's been playing second banana over at Jim Baker a lot, right?
I'm so play with your banana.
We don't get as many of the great clips because
now that's sad.
He's overshadowed by Jim Baker and Jim Baker.
Yeah,
you know
yes,
Jim,
his wife. Yes. Oh yeah.
Wait, Rick. Yes. Do you think he listens to our show?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Forget that. What's her name?
Oh yes, Terry. I think
Jim Baker's wife.
You know. Rick, you got to get out there. We got to get out from the shadow of Jim Baker. That guy's a fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah. Go solo, brother.
You're an amazing talent. You're a total wacko. Wow.
Well, the American Family Association has organized a national boycott of Target stores. Over 500,000 people signed an online petition last week pledging to stay out of Target stores. Doc, the
that means Target is going to be a better place to shop, everybody. No Christo Ninny is bothering you.
Oh, my God.
Militant toilet rights store policy comes months after Target announced it would ban gender-specific signage in stores. In other words...
Now, remember, they're still butthurt about the fact that it's not going to be boys' toys and girls' toys. It's just going to be toys.
Oh, right.
But how am I going to know what to buy my little girl? I'm a boy with a dick. I don't know what women play with.
Oh, yeah. But you know, I mean, isn't that kind of an archaic way of thinking? Like when you go, yeah, I mean, don't when you go to you're Toys R Us, like
you're even surprised. Of course, it's an arcade.
Nobody thinks like that when you go in Toys R Us or something. You're like, where's the boy section? Where's the girl section? I mean, you think about that when you shop for clothes.
Apparently, it's also.
I mean,
well, this is the pinkification of shit, right? Like
nobody thinks like this
there's
anymore.
There's cases where there are. They still do it sometimes. They'll have a toy for a boy, and they'll have the exact same toy for the girl, but they splash it pink, put it in a pink wrapper, and charge more for it.
Yeah. I mean, is it like, I guess the action figure industry, I'm sure is like dude heavy. There's probably like more dude action figures than female action figures out there. I mean, I think we learned that in this when Star Wars right. came out. Like you couldn't find... Who is the Star Wars heroine that you couldn't find in the stores, but you could find shit tons of the Stormtrooper dude, whoever the fuck he is.
Yeah. God, it was collectibles.
Honestly, yeah. Enough with the Star Wars culture. We're getting inundated. It's enough, okay? Relax.
The toy aisles won't be separated by signs saying boys and girls. Same thing for other product categories. Target is going gender neutral in their signage.
It just doesn't make any sense.
What does if you understand that this is a revolution? Our minds are being captured, Doc, by perverts. This is what happened in Germany.
Oh,
the Nazis were perverts. They took over Germany.
Remember his theory? He's the one who said the Nazis were gay, remember?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Because of their uniforms or something?
I don't remember exactly why.
Jesus Christ.
It was a radical socialist homosexual movement called the Nazi Socialist Party.
Is that true?
No, it's not true.
They're now in control of America. Insane people better rise up and oppose it quickly. This is just the beginning. This is not the end of their campaign. This is the beginning.
Wait a second.
There you go.
So wait, what am I supposed to rise up and oppose? Are there Nazis around that I'm supposed to oppose?
National Socialist homosexuals have taken over United States of America.
Oh, I get
Well, apparently they've taken over Target, at least.
Well, they're taking over the bathrooms.
Well, right.
And then what's next?
And they're coming for your little girls, and they're going to turn your boys into homosexuals.
No one's coming for your little girls. No one's coming for your boys. No one's coming for your fucking shitty fat kids. I'm so sorry to disappoint you.
Well, and here's something.
Nobody
How about being a responsible parent and keeping an eye on your kid in the bathroom?
Nobody lets
if
their kid...
If they're young enough to be diddled, then how about... Maybe
you don't let your kid
get your fat ass away from the Cinnabon line at the mall and keep an eye on your kid in the bathroom instead of expecting society to fucking take care of your kid.
Have you ever had a Cinnabon?
Oh, too many.
So fucking good, man.
When I worked in retail.
Oh my God.
For 10 minutes.
Why are they always at the airport Cinnabon? Why?
Because they're good.
Yeah, yeah. I would rather, probably a lot of people out there, their kids have probably been kidnapped, abducted, bad things have happened. I'm waiting for my cinnamon roll. Fuck you. I can't be.
So there you go. Rick Wiles is worried that.
Amazing.
There's more here. Listen to this.
Months from now, let's see news reports that Target is struggling to survive. Let them go under. I don't care.
Meanwhile, let's take bets on the amount of business Target's going to lose. Let's take
nothing.
Bets. You're right.
They ain't losing shit.
Let the stores shut down. It's either shut down Target or their type is going to shut down this nation.
That's right.
What is that?
Because there's no end to their insanity and their immorality and their wickedness. Look, I'm going to go back being myself. The purpose of this ministry, the original calling, where is this going? Where is this going? America is Sodom and Gomorrah. Let me show you. Business Insider, the U.S. commander of naval forces in Europe warned CNN in an interview that Russian submarine activity has reached levels not seen since the Cold War.
Here we go.
Speaking of the spread of submarines, their aggression, buildup, and capabilities, Admiral Mark Ferguson warned that the situation could pose serious problems for NATO. He told CNN, quote, the submarines that we are seeing are pretty much stealthy. We're seeing the Russians have more advanced weapon systems, missile systems that can attack land at long ranges.
God, they're doing the nuclear war thing again.
Yeah.
They're not satisfied with being wetting their pants every 5 minutes over ISIS or over the transgender kid diddlers.
Right.
Or the homosexuals. They've got to find another terror.
Oh, okay.
And we also see the operating proficiency is getting better as they range farther from home waters. So the Russians are stepping up the activity, the number of submarines that are out there and the frequency of their missions. God is going to use the Russians to bring down Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, my God.
Why does God need...
Why does he need any of this?
Didn't he just schlong them himself?
Right.
He didn't use anybody on Sodom and Gomorrah. He smited them. Yeah.
Why do you need the Russians?
Shit, right?
Why do you need the Russians? Why doesn't he just shit out some lightning bolts?
In mysterious ways.
Bam! Bam! Fuck off, guys.
Mysterious ways.
If there's no repentance in this land.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Listen, these
Shut
freaks
up.
Are going to get us all killed.
Oh, these freaks
so fucking
are
funny.
Gonna get us all killed.
Oh, okay, so you're gonna die because somebody I you know
that's
has
their
a
argument.
Sex
that's their argument against gay people. It's not we don't hate gay people.
We just don't want to die because
God
of
hates
them.
Gay people. We love gay people, but we know it's a sin. But we can't allow you to stick your dick in each other's poopers because God's gonna smite us all, and we're gonna get caught up. In the pooper smitage.
Listen, this guy can say all this bullshit, but I'm not allowed to say that he's mentally ill for believing this. That is mental illness. Or he's being manipulative. He's manipulating.
Oh, Rick Wiles is evil.
He's manipulating the mentally ill.
I don't know that bullshit. He necessarily believes all this. He might.
I mean, he gets on his microphone and he says God is using the Russians. He's going to come smite us with the Russians.
What a horrible God.
What a nutball. What a weird God.
Right. What a terrifying, horrible, scary.
You're right. Why doesn't God just use a lightning bolt or a volcano or
they don't
I don't
explain
know.
That. Oh, they do. Every time there's a lightning bolt or volcano, then they reverse engineer the reason for it.
They're going to get us all killed.
Fuck you.
They don't understand this, Doc. We all die. All of us die. When there is a nuclear war, we all die.
See, there it is. It's selfish. They're not worried about the eternal damnation of their brethren.
Yes.
For clam clapping. They are worried about their old white bigoted asses getting fried by a nuke.
Oh, my God.
Because God apparently is going to work through Putin to send nukes at us. Because I don't know. I don't know why God... can't just blink. He kind of created all of eternity. Yeah. I don't know why he has to do it. You know,
why is Rick Wiles
showing up on toast? And why would he use Putin? God's got some splaining to do.
Right.
I want to
know why God sends us his image as a sign through an acorn squash cut in half.
Right.
Why? If I was God, I would do one of those Tupac things. I would make a two-story image of myself and just start smiting motherfuckers. It's going to be theatrical. Oh, a toast?
Right.
Look, here's the face of
God
in an English fucking muffin.
If he's all powerful and pissed, why fuck with us so much? What's with the dinosaur bones?
Yes.
Oh, that's the devil.
Oh, right. Yeah, dude. Or, I mean, maybe God likes to fuck with us. Maybe God is more like the Greek gods. You know how the Greek gods were like mean and
they
angry
made more
and
sense.
Crazy? Yes!
I've read articles before where, you know, atheists are like, look, I can wrap my brain more around the Greek or the Roman gods. Because some of them were evil, capricious
little
fuckwads.
Dickheads.
Yeah, and you weren't intended to be worshipped. They were out there and they were the bad guys to the good gods that you were supposed to worship.
They're
and
doing
shit, right?
bad shit. Yes.
Right. But all horribly flawed. Horribly flawed.
Right.
For the most part, disgusting creatures. And, you know, they all had some great hubris or some flaw.
It was the guy
like
that's half of a goat. I mean, that guy, all he liked to do, run around and fuck, then he's half a goat, drinks wine, plays his lute.
Right.
Sounds fun to me.
Right.
Like, but he was a dick, though. He was mean to people.
Bacchus.
And he would smell bad. I hate that.
The party.
Yeah,
he was the party god of parties and fun. Dionysus and Bacchus, I think, were the two versions, the Roman versus Greek.
You ever read that Tim Robbins book about the gods?
I don't think I've ever read any Tim Robbins.
I can't remember the name of that book. It's a good one. Oh, I love all it. Tim Robbins writes some pretty fucking great shit.
Neil Gaiman kick right now. It's Neil Gaiman stuff is really, really good. Very bizarre. Very good. And I like listening to the Audible tapes, by the way. If you're going to be riding your bike or you're working out or shit, you want to listen to some books, go to crabdiving.com/audible. You get a free taste of a couple of free audiobooks, and you can hang on with the service. You can bail. Either way, you get a couple of freebies and go through our hole. crabdiving.com/audible.
You know, I'm monitoring my mail for work shit, and I keep getting these emails that look so scary to me. Ryan introducing it looks like work, but it's always for Julia. Who the fuck? Julia Brownlee. Is she our representative or something?
What are you talking about?
I get these campaign emails.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, Ryan, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Julia's campaign manager. I wanted to check in and see if you were planning on helping Julia before our critical end of the month fundraising deadline.
Must be a local.
Who the fuck is this? We're only $2,300 away from $500,000. Hey, I don't have any money. Leave me the fuck alone. Look, Julia's the most She's the most vulnerable congresswoman in California.
Oh.
And with Paul Ryan knocking on our door, we need to hit this milestone if we're going to stay one step ahead.
She's not our district, but...
Quit, leave me alone.
I guess if she's going up against a ridiculous loony of the right, then she has our support. So vote Brownlee in the 26th district here in California. Send her some money. If you've got it.
Yeah.
Well, help her out, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. I support her, but at the same time, I'm unsubscribing from this email.
Fighting the right.
Oh, God. Listen, this evil. Now I have to type my email in something.
Now, those of us who are safe.
No, that's it. I'm just bitching about fucking fundraising emails from these goddamn politicians.
They're going to go home to be with the Lord. Those who are unsaved are going to burn in hell. But we're all going to die in a nuclear war thanks to the sodomites that are in control of this nation right now.
Shit.
They're in control of the nation right now. Did you know the sodomites are in control?
Hey, I got to call my gay friends and be like, hey, guys, thanks a lot. Looking forward to that thermonuclear war.
If they're in control, they ain't doing great right now.
No.
By the way, if the sodomites have been steering the boat.
What are you guys doing up in HQ, you fucking sodomites?
Maybe the sodomites should steer the boat for a while. They can't do any worse than the conservatives.
Oh, no. Oh, listen, I'm all for that shit. I'm all for that shit, man. That's where the revolution comes from. Big gay army. Army.
Wake up, folks. Realize how serious this is. Show me one country in history that has gone down this road and survived. There's not one example.
What? How many? How many civilizations in history have had the scientific and cultural advances enough to acknowledge transgender people? Although
none,
the American Indians, there were tribes where people like that were revered. They were considered special. If you felt like you were trapped in the wrong body,
felt like because I have a question. I don't know what it's like, but what is it like back in say the 1700s if you got a sex change?
Oh my God! Well, you didn't.
Okay, they didn't do that. The American Indians didn't do that. We used every part of the buffalo. I just built you a dick.
Yeah, I think you just dressed the part.
There's not one example in thousands of years of human history of a nation turning from God and becoming a sodomite nation and then going on to be great.
Well, I agree with him.
Well, we don't know, though. We don't know what the Mayans did. Then they build pyramids that are like...
How many nations have turned from God and become sodomite nations?
Well, what does that mean? Are we a sodomite nation now?
They try to bring the Romans
into
it.
You know how these different states have... Romans.
Mm-hmm.
The different states have like...
They try to say the Roman Empire fell because...
Because of ass-fucking?
They started buggering each other, yeah.
Come on.
Not the overextension of the Roman army and the economic issues and things like that. No.
Yes.
It's that they didn't give a shit if two guys fucked each other.
Isn't Missouri the show me state?
Shelly
it is,
state.
Sure.
Why couldn't you change that to the sodomite state? I love that. I want to put that on a fucking license plate. We're the sodomite nation. The
sodomite state.
That's funny.
Put it wherever that ridiculous arc is. Kentucky.
Dude, I put up a story about an arc.
There's another arc. I saw that.
Did you see that? Some wacko spent all this time building.
Built a floating one, right?
He's floating it across. He's from the Netherlands to Brazil. Are you riding in that?
I was going to save this for tomorrow, but it's too funny.
What is it?
There's a Twitter bot.
Yes.
That's out now that takes the tweets of profound, massive Christo fraud, Joel Osteen.
Oh, okay.
The toothy guy with the big hair from Texas.
Yes.
Who promises salvation. All you got to do is send him some cash.
That guy should be fucking ashamed of himself.
Ignore my big giant castle of a house. Ignore my multitude of cars.
What kind of church has a fucking espresso bar in it? And a gym?
Well, this Twitter bot.
Yes.
Called at Joel Dongsteen. D-O-N-G-S-T-E-E-N. Joel Dongsteen.
Mr. Dongsteen.
Simply Dong. Takes Joel Osteen tweets and replaces the word God with the words your dick.
Oh my, your dick.
Yeah, last night, 8:06 p.m., Joel Osteen tweeted, "You'll never be truly happy if you're only focused on yourself.
Okay.
When you help others succeed, God will help you succeed."
My dick.
Joel Dongsteen tweeted, "You'll never be truly happy if you're only focused on yourself. When you help others succeed, your dick will help you succeed."
That's funny.
Another one. That. People don't determine your destiny. Your dick does.
Oh, see, that we should hit the gong after that. That's a good one.
Your dick loves you too much to open wrong doors.
Wait, whose dick is opening doors?
Your dick is not letting you down. He is doing you a favor.
My dick has thumbs that just open a door.
So check out at Joel Dongsteen.
I love that.
On
that
the Twitter. That's fucking brilliant.
It is brilliant.
Changes
it's funny.
It with your dick. It's like in bed, right?
Dongsteen.
Putting in bed at the end of shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the... Well, aren't you supposed to do that with fortune cookies?
Fortune cookies, Chinese food, yeah.
Yeah.
This
is
one.
Is the fortune cookie a white person invention that we just added?
It's
is that some
quite possible.
That we just added to Chinese food?
There's a lot of that shit going on.
I bet that's not authentic Asian culture, a fortune cookie, please. No way.
Here's a story. This is this was all over the place, but this was I got it specifically from addictinginfo.org.
Effete.
This is on Fox and Friends. Now, lest you think that the spot reserved for the empty head in the middle was not filled.
Okay.
After the vacuum left by Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
No, no.
That rocket scientist, that genius. Although compared to Kilmeade, she was.
Wait. Hasselbeck is no longer on Fox and Fiends.
No, she quit a while ago.
What is she doing now?
I don't think she's doing much.
Oh, okay.
To be honest with you, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But she's been replaced by...
Did they find a liberal voice to kind of balance everything out?
Oh, sure. Okay. Ainsley Earhart.
Who the fuck is that,
is
Pat?
The new co-host on Fox and Fiends in the Morning with Deucey.
Deuce.
Oh, I'm Steve Deucey.
Deuce.
And Brian Kilmeade, with the intellect of a pet rock.
Okay.
Now, I think they're trying to find someone dumber than Kilmeade. Maybe it was in his contract that if you replace Hasselbeck, you got to find someone dumber than me. Because this Ainsley Earhart has already been racking up some just stupid shit.
Okay.
Here is a clip. We're sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Your ears are going to bleed. From Fox and Friends. And sitting... on the show as a guest.
All right.
So this is, listen to this lineup. Steve Doocy.
Love it.
Ainsley Earhart.
Perfect.
Brian Kilmeade.
Totally.
And sitting in.
Oh, God.
Candace Cameron Bure.
Who the fuck is that?
Kirk Cameron's sister.
Shut up.
From whatever that TV show was on when she was a kid.
I mean, that has to be a last minute booking. Guys, we just had a guest cancel. Who can we get?
And she, by the way, is as big of a Jesus waver.
As Kirk?
As Broheim. Yeah.
Is it Kirk or Kirk?
Kirk with a K.
With a K?
Yeah. Here is Fox and Fiends with Candace Cameron Bure sitting in.
Bure.
But they're talking about the election, Ryan.
Well, like.
She said a bit of a circus. So what does Candace Cameron Bure think needs to the Republican Party to unite it? Luckily, she's here on the couch, so I can just turn and say, so what's going to take to welcome the Republican Party?
Thank you. Thank you. Always nice to be here.
Nice to have
you. You know what? I don't know what it's going to take. I am not a political expert, but I'm an American, and I hold conservative values. And I think at the end of the day, I realize I put my faith in Jesus Christ, not in any one person. Mm-hmm. And whoever becomes our candidate, our nominee, and eventually our president, I will pray for them and support that they make the best decisions for our country that they
can. How does that help you at the ballot box?
I don't know. She's good looking, though.
She's held up.
Yeah.
Well.
President, I will pray for them and support that they make the best decisions for our country that they can.
I know your faith is very important to you, as it is to many of us and many of our viewers. Do you feel like...
God, this panel, by the way.
Fucking mighty.
Middle-aged white man.
White.
Middle-aged white woman.
White.
Almost middle-aged white woman, middle-aged white man.
Is there no diversity there?
Yeah, right.
Where's the diversity on Faux News?
But there's two vaginas.
In this election, we just pray about it and give it to God, and God's going to pick the right candidate, or...
Listen to what Ainsley Earhart just said. So, so do you think we just put it in the hands of God, and God will pick the right candidate?
Right. Oh, yeah. Put it in God's hands.
How does that work?
I don't know.
How do you know... Does everybody have to go up to that big flat mountain from,
I don't know,
from that Spielberg movie?
Oh my God, the obelisk!
And
thing,
we all
right?
have to go get we all have to get the message from the Lord. Close Encounters for who to vote for.
I love that movie. Do you remember when he made the shape of that with the potatoes?
Maybe
or
it shows up in toast.
Ooh.
Maybe all the Christians are going to get toastograms from the Lord.
Jesus is in my waffle.
With the face of Ted Cruz, probably,
right.
Or whoever.
I got Lindsey Graham in my
grits. Them and support that they make the best decisions for our country that they can.
I know your faith is very important to you, as it is to many of us and many of our viewers. Do you feel like in this election, we just pray about it and give it to God and God's going to pick the right candidate? Or, you know, how do we go into this as a Christian?
I think it's our duty to still go to the polls, even if...
Of course.
What does Ainsley Earhart think? You can sit at home and pray your vote in?
God is going to pull the lever for you with his magical fucking Jesus fingers?
I'm sure Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas would love to pass laws where you could just pray your vote in.
Oh my fucking God. That's brilliant.
We've received 87 million prayers for this candidate.
Right. Meanwhile, our governor, Mr. Family Values, is up feeling up the titties of his staff members. Right. That's fine.
Even if ultimately I'm not satisfied with the candidate, I'm still going to go in and vote. And I don't know who I'm going to vote for at this point. I honestly don't. But I will pray about the decision of who I'll vote for.
It's amazing. A lot of people getting exposed to the delegate process for the first time because it's usually a done deal already. Right. It's a little outrageous. You go vote for 17 delegates instead of 54 or 70.
What is that? That's Kilmeade, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give him props for trying to maybe steer the conversation away from the tent revival it was becoming.
I mean, it's very strange.
This is a morning news show. This isn't 700 Club.
This is
one of the four big networks that is obviously now the network of Christianity. It's turned into CBN.
Well, I mean, you know, that's refreshing. At least you're not pretending. They're not pretending.
Sounds like somebody might have said something to Kilmeade, though.
What a shitty guest. No opinion. The only thing to talk about is who are you voting for? I don't know. I got to pray about it.
She's on The View now, you know.
Oh, okay.
Candace Cameron Bure. I guess they kind of pronounce it like
that's a great gig.
Like bouquet.
God, she's on The View.
And aren't they brought that sitcom back, didn't
they? She talks to Barbara Walters.
Barbara's off The View. They brought that. She talks to Whoopi.
God.
They brought that sitcom back.
What sitcom? Growing Pains?
No. Was it Growing Pains?
Well, that was Kirk Cameron's.
No, the other one. The one with her. And she was the daughter with Uncle Jesse.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, it's so horrible. It's just so horrible.
And the Olsen twins.
Yes, it's Full House.
Full House.
And it's just a horrible slice of culture from the 90s, and it's back.
But there's Full House again, or Full House Revisited, or
is
whatever.
That chick from Full House?
She's on it. Yeah, she's on it.
Was she on it before?
She was the daughter. She was DJ or whatever.
She was the daughter, not one of the young... Well, not...
She wasn't the Olsen twin baby.
Oh, God.
She was the oldest daughter.
How do we get this culture out of our... we have such shit culture in this country. It's just disgusting.
I think we started with so many candidates from right. There were so, and the piece of the pie was split in so many directions that I think it hurt us to this point.
When you say us, you mean the Republican
the
Party?
The Republican Party,
have you ever voted for a Democrat?
I haven't.
Why not?
No. Because I... fiscally and politically, I mean, I hold conservative values, mm-hmm. So I haven't. But, you know, I'm really looking at everyone this year. I got to tell you, I am.
Oh, bullshit.
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 There's nobody to look at. I mean, if she's a conservative, it sounds like this person sounds like a Cruz supporter, right?
I would think that's where she's going to end
up. I mean, Kirk Cameron is going to vote for Ted fucking Cruz.
I would think that's probably where Kirk Cameron's endorsement is gone.
Because if he's so serious about the fucking Bible, there's no way he can consider someone who's like, I don't know, I love both books, the Old Testament, the New Testament. Fucking fabulous. What's your favorite verse? I love them all.
You write both books. They'd make a great movie.
I mean, if you're way into Jesus and you think Jesus should be in religion and all this other, in your politics, well, then you can't vote for Trump.
Right.
That's an irresponsible vote if you're a zealot.
So, before I forget about it, this thing with John Boehner, by the way. John Boehner, I don't know.
He's drunk.
I don't know if he really intended this one to get out, but one story I heard was that it was one of these where they're like, why don't you tell us what you really think? There's no cameras here.
Oh, yeah.
Type of deal.
They got his ass drunk.
So there's no tapes of this, sadly. But
you think Boehner's a stoner?
That wouldn't surprise me. Okay. I think he probably drinks a lot.
Come on.
According to Stanford Daily,
yes,
he was speaking. So this was in front of an audience at Stanford University,
right?
And according to Salon, I'm reading from, they say maybe he was unencumbered by the fact that the event, he received a promise the event would not be broadcast. Well, that doesn't mean that people might not write down what he says.
Okay.
Nobody's sworn to secrecy if you go listen to fucking John Boehner talk.
Right, right.
So they asked him, he started out saying, you can call me Boner, Beaner, Jackass. I'm happy to answer almost anything. Answer to almost anything. They say he started freely discussing the 2016 presidential campaign.
Oh, awesome.
He did say, I mean, you know, before you think he's all wonderful and fun, he thinks that Hillary Clinton is leveraging her gender.
Oh, God.
She's pulling the woman card. He mentioned Dennis Hastert.
Oh, shit.
But the comments that are proving to be most newsworthy are when he started talking about Ted Cruz.
Yeah, okay.
Quote, he's Lucifer in the flesh.
Oh, he hates that guy.
Boehner said.
Yeah, he had to work with him, right?
And he allegedly made a face of complete disgust. He said, I have Democrat friends and Republican friends. I get along with almost everyone. But I've never worked with a more miserable son of a bitch in my life.
Oh, my God. Now, he's not really mincing words there. That's pretty definitive.
Earlier, earlier in the campaign, at one point, Boehner was quoted as calling Cruz a jackass. Please. So there is no love lost there.
Right.
Because He was the biggest. He was the biggest thorn in the side. There were all those tea loonies were goose stepping to the Wagner playing of Ted Cruz, right?
Totally, man.
That was one of the problems. Remember, there was that little time right around that the shutdown that he caused, and every Ted Cruz that they were talking about replacing Boehner.
Oh yeah,
and then they were saying, well, who? They were saying, well, you know, the Speaker of the House doesn't have to be a member of the House. So there were people who were like, we could get Ted Cruz to be the Speaker of the House.
Is that true?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I guess there's no written rule that says that the Speaker of the House of Representatives has to be actual representative.
God.
So they were saying, I guess technically, there's no reason that they couldn't elect Ted Cruz as their Speaker.
God. So the fucking Boehner just must hate
him. Hate, loathes, and despises him. The most miserable son of a bitch in his life. So, of course, Ted Cruz, seizing upon it, is now going around today saying, well, you know, there's the establishment for you.
Perfect.
If you like Donald Trump, if you like John Boehner, they're golf buddies, you know, then vote for them. If you like that establishment.
But Ted Cruz doesn't have a hope. He doesn't have a quote unquote prayer.
I don't think so.
To get the nomination.
And then to drag Carly Fiorina out, who I just... She did that. Remember that video she did with the dogs and everything? And
what was that?
It was just a video of her playing with dogs and shit, trying to somehow pretend there's humanity in her. And
that's a good idea.
All I was doing,
that's a good idea.
I was worried she was just like going to start strangling them or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Get away from my dog, wacko.
So a lot of everybody is saying that there's really not anybody outside of the Cruz campaign that is saying anything other than it's more obvious sign of profound desperation to haul her out.
You know what I think?
As Trump had a point when he said he's the first mathematically eliminated person running for president
to name
who's chosen a running mate.
It's nuts.
Right.
It's batshit crazy.
Right. But the fun part is, you know, if you watch House of Cards, we're learning that, spoiler alert for the last season, if you haven't heard it, if you haven't seen it, but there's a little bit of a contested convention that goes on for vice president. But that's the way it is. You know, that the guy doesn't pick his running mate. He kind of picks his running mate, but then ultimately the delegates vote on that
running
mate.
Because he picks his running mate, and the delegates there sort of respect his decision and say, okay, whatever.
Right. Or, you know, it's
but that's not
there's no running mate until the convention, and then they pick who the convention wave is leaning toward for their running mate. You know what I mean?
Is there any way Trump would pick Cruz to be his running mate?
No fucking way. So, but hold on. Yes, I don't know if Cruz would accept it.
No, right.
But I think Donald is such a whore and an opportunist that he would say, "Hey, look,
what
we said was for the primary. Of course, we're going to say some horrible things. I didn't mean that. I love Ted Cruz; he's a genius. But hey, he hit me, so I had to hit back.
Ooh, so stupid.
But there's a possibility then with Carly Fiorina now foist upon the." Electorate
voiced it
as a possible VP choice. There's a possibility it wouldn't happen,
right?
But it could. It's not prevented from happening that they could vote Trump for president and Carly Fiorina for vice president.
Oh my God!
The two people that loathe each other the most over on that side.
Yeah,
that would be hilarious.
That's
Carly
amazing,
Fiorina
man.
Had to was a. Think they wanted to draft her to be vice president Donald Trump.
God damn.
It's not going to happen. She would turn it down, I'm sure, whatever, but there's that possibility.
There's nothing about this election that's not weird. Everything's strange.
It's all crazy, yeah. Here we go. This is the clip I've been wanting to play.
Oh, cool.
You'll know if you listen to us, go to crabdiving.com. You follow the story. We've been following the story of the massive Christian butthurt in Alabama
massive.
Coming from the Chief Justice of their Supreme Court.
Oh, shit.
Roy Moore.
Fuck you, boy.
Roy Moore, to give you the two-sentence summary of his history, Roy Moore was a justice before who refused, who put up a giant Ten Commandments
right
in the courthouse.
He's a dick.
He was ordered to take it out.
Yeah.
Refused.
Right.
And was stripped from the Supreme Court of Alabama.
What a dipshit.
In the 90s. Then guess what happens?
He got reelected.
The assholes of Alabama turn around and reelect him to be fucking Supreme Court justice.
Alabama shouldn't make their own fucking decisions. They're children.
So more recently, Judge Roy Moore has been one of the main, we're not going to allow the gays to get married warriors, spearheading the butthurtitude after the Supreme Court decision the Obergefell decision that allowed or prevented, we should say, the states from preventing same-sex marriage.
Okay.
I believe that's how they did it, right?
Ugh.
So now Roy Moore came out with some edict after the Supreme Court decided. Now that that nullifies and voidifies all the states that had laws that said no Adam and Steve.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitive, right?
Right. That's kind of how our
the
constitution
final word.
Works. That the Supreme Court, you know, we go back to Marbury versus Madison back in the 1700s, early 1800s, and a couple other court decisions that basically established our judicial review system.
Okay.
Roy doesn't like that.
Right.
Apparently.
Well, he's part of it, though.
Well, only
he's
to the state level.
He's part of it.
So he put out an edict telling all the county clerks of Alabama to not give out homosexual sodomite marriage
fuck
certificates
you, because
it still went against Alabama law, which
right.
was not nullified and voided because the Supreme Court doesn't have jurisdiction. This is one of those.
Yeah.
You can't tell us what to do. We're the states. We don't have to listen to you. Meanwhile, had it been a reverse decision, they would have been like, you have to listen to the Supreme Court. You faggots can't get married. The Supreme Court's a genius.
Oh, God, the religion is fucking everything up.
Well, Roy, finally, the courts, the adults in the country said, give out gay marriage certificates. Give out same-sex marriage.
Daddy's home.
And Roy's office and the rest of the Supreme Court ninnies, the Christo ninnies there of their mullah court, even they acquiesced and said, well, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to go to jail.
Well, now the Southern Poverty Law Center has filed a complaints to the Judicial Review Board.
Oh, shit.
Against Roy Moore.
Why?
Because he's supposed to be a constitutional lawyer who knows how it works. And if the Supreme Court says your law's unconstitutional, you got to follow that. You can't say, fuck you.
Right.
We don't like your decision.
So now he can be sued, right? Because he's knowingly breaking law.
Well, they want him removed. Again. You can still see the claw marks on the door from when they dragged his Christo ass theocrat dickwad butt out the last time.
They're going to have to do it again.
Well, now yesterday he gave a press conference, Ryan.
Oh, God.
And
a dick.
His lawyer.
Yes.
Is Matt Staver.
Who the fuck is
who
that?
Who previously represented that fierce warrior for Christ, Kim Davis.
Don't stop it.
From that
it.
Liberty Council.
Ugh. Hate group.
They're a hate group. They represent hate groups. You got to listen to this. Roy Moore.
Well, for months I've sat back while complaint after complaint has been filed by persons and individuals and organizations.
Meanwhile, people are making fun of him because the court's not in session right now and he's wearing his robes. He showed up for a press conference wearing his magic suit.
What a perv.
So people, a lot of people are like, why? Well, what is he doing? What is he doing?
Which have mischaracterized and misstated my position. And therefore, I felt at this time it was necessary to address this. This is not about any wrongdoing I've done. This is not about ethics. This is about marriage. And it's about my legal judgments, which I've issued in administrative orders, which is in my capacity as Chief Justice to issue. This is about legalism. It's about what the law is.
And the law clearly states, because of like those amendments and things, that the Supreme Court decides the nation of the law of the nation supersedes your Christo-fascist bullshit.
He's wearing that robe to appear more authoritative, right?
Yes. Or he's freeballing underneath.
Yeah, oh, totally.
And I, therefore, I've asked these attorneys who graciously donated their time to come down and explain my position. I'm happy to
donated their time.
Okay.
Answer your questions if you have one.
The question was, do you feel you've been targeted by any of these organizations?
Yes.
Go to the website that's going to be given to you, Ambrosia Starling, a transvestite, and her followers who assembled on the courthouse steps on January 12th, I believe it was.
By the way, transvestite.
Yeah, I heard.
I believe Ambrosia Starling is a transgender person,
absolutely.
Not a transvestite.
Of 2016, and they performed a mock wedding, which is in violation of the orders of the Alabama Supreme Court contained in their certificate of judgment, and no action was taken against them.
My God.
Where there's no law that says you can't perform a mock. He even said they performed a mock wedding and no action was taken against them.
This is fucking weird.
We're in a serious time in our country. We're at a time when people who just a few years ago would have been ascribed a mental illness, a mental disorder. When I started in 2013, if that would have happened then, this person and the people around her would have been, some of the people around her, him, would have been said to have had a mental disorder, a gender identity disorder, according to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of the American Psychiatric Association.
Which has been updated.
Yeah.
To remove the pathology from LGBT people.
Yeah, get out of the Stone Age.
For mental disorders. Today, that person is violating and has violated a court order and is now bringing complaints against the Chief Justice. That's why I say this is about judicial independence, about the power of a justice to speak.
My First Amendment right!
Is that what that is?
But he's ordering people to break the law. That's why he's going to be removed, hopefully, from the bench.
What a dick.
We got to get out of here. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/CrabDiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @CrabDiving.